Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Cenovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at Cenovus.com.
When you don't have a clear curriculum for your classroom, it is so overwhelming to try to put that together yourself. Spending hours on Pinterest and Google, pulling worksheets and pulling pieces of curriculum together to make something that works for your classroom. That's why we created the Autism Helper curriculum and now offer Curriculum Access. Curriculum Access gets you access to all levels and all subjects of the highly differentiated, evidence-based Autism Helper curriculum. You can have students working on letter identification and working on parts of speech at the same time in our easy-to-use curriculum. We currently have hundreds of teachers using Curriculum Access from all over the world with consistently rave reviews. I want you to join that group of teachers. Now is the time to ask your administrators for Curriculum Access. We have an email template ready to go so you can ask them to set up a demo. Your administrators can jump on a live call with our team members to see everything that's included in the Autism Helper Curriculum Access. Next year, let's reduce the overwhelm. Let's start the year out with a path and a plan and resources to meet all the diverse needs of your students. Let's make next year the year of Curriculum Access. Head over to the show notes to learn more.
Hi, I'm Sasha Long, special ed teacher and board certified behavior analyst. Welcome to the Autism Helper podcast. I'm here to explore different strategies to improve the lives of individuals with autism.
Welcome back to the Autism Helper podcast. Today, I am excited to have Heather from Full Sped Ahead back on the podcast for the second time. Today, Heather and I are chatting about predictable chart writing. This is an awesome strategy that can really help writing be successful for any type of learner. Heather shares so many different accommodation and accessibility options that you can add into this strategy. She breaks this down into what it looks like each day and is super descriptive, so you will be able to implement this in your classroom right away. Heather is a former special education teacher and special ed administrator, and she knows exactly how this strategy can really be successful in your classroom. So let's go ahead and hear from Heather. Hi, Heather. Thanks so much for joining us on the podcast for the second time.
Thanks for having me, Sasha. I'm so excited to talk about today's topic.
Me too. I was just telling Heather when I saw her topic, I was like, oh, this is such a good one and one that I kind of forgot about, honestly.
Yes, same.
So today, Heather is going to talk about predictable chart writing. So you want to start off by kind of like explaining what that is.
Yeah. So I think predictable chart writing for me to like wrap my head around it when I first heard about it was like, this is writing in a structured way that it is predictable, right? It is repetitive enough that the students will catch on to what the routine is. And so that you can have accessible writing without even having a student pick up a pencil.
Which a lot of us are in that situation of like needing a solution for like, hey, how can we teach writing in a way that's still accessible for our learners?
Yes, exactly.
So how do we start off with this instructional strategy?
So the way I kind of look at it is you need a sentence starter. So that first day, you're going to introduce something. My favorite food is, and like leave it blank. Let the students kind of see what that prompt is. Your teachers will then model or staff in the room. My favorite food is pizza. Another teacher's favorite food might be burgers or fruit. And so they're helping model that interaction of setting up what a sentence should look like. And then you let your students do that as well. This is a multi-day step where you are kind of starting this prompt, filling it in, showing students that they have a voice in this and that their words, their thoughts, their writing is meaningful.
Which is, I think, a problem sometimes with like more rote type, like copying something and just like that repetitive motion of like, it's not really their idea. And I love how this connects like what they want to write about in a small way and starting that process.
Yeah. And so it is, it's not tracing. It's not a, like you said, guided, already done for you. Just like follow this thing. It is the student is coming up with their own ideas and thoughts and being able to communicate that, visualize it for you. You can even use eye gaze with this, which I kind of love if you're familiar with alternative pencils. If you have like some type of alphabet board that they can look at and make a choice of what letter they want to use, you can kind of use those letters if they're giving like a letter board to then create a sentence or create a word even to kind of fill in that blank of whatever you're looking for.
Love that idea. So after you do that first step, what is the next piece that comes after it?
Yeah. So that first day, you're all about like showing the structure of the sentence, having the students write it out, you modeling it, and then reading through all of the sentences that were created by that entire class. So that's day one. That's all it is. And honestly, that could take you 15 to 20 minutes, but it also could take you 45 minutes. Mm-hmm. Really depends on your students' abilities. Then that second day, what you're going to do is you're going to have each student's sentence written on like a sentence strip. I know there's lots of really colorful ones that you can have. You're just going to write it out, let the students read it again so that they're familiar with their sentences, and then reading everybody else's sentences aloud. So again, modeling multiple different ways to complete that sentence. And then students are going to cut their sentence apart because now you're going to make it a sentence. And so that they learn that their words mean something in a specific order. And if it's out of order, it doesn't make as much sense. So you're kind of showing that sentence structure and building sentences.
And it's also working on reading fluency too, which is
for sure.
Yeah. Awesome. So what comes next after that?
So then they're putting it in the correct order. I like to then like glue it together or tape it together so that they know like this is the correct order after you've read it a couple times and it does make sense. So again, a lot of modeling, a lot of interaction with each other. And then that third day is when it kind of puts it all together. Again, reading their sentences in the correct order, having other students read other students' sentences. And then the students are going to make a book. So this is always the fun part where they can like draw a picture, find a picture online, find something in their device that they want to add to it. So this kind of like where it kind of comes together of like, my favorite food is pizza. So now I'm going to find a picture of pizza, or maybe I can have a family send a picture from what they had for dinner last night. If it relates to it, so that you can bring the families in on it too.
Love this. And I like that it is kind of like a class, even though it's an individual activity, it's also kind of this like class activity. Cause then you're having the book of all of the different ideas in one spot.
Yeah, and the idea is that you would have the students present their sentence, say it on their communication device, or have some type of like show and tell of it, so that they can be proud of the work that they put together, because it does take a lot of thought and process for our students to come up with their own words and be excited about writing. Writing is very hard, and if we can make it fun and engaging and about them, I feel like that helps the buy-in for sure.
Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Synovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at synovus.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
And I tend to like things that are like a multi-day process, because then to me, it's like wash, rinse, repeat. Like we now have this like few day process, and then we could do it again next week with a new topic, right?
Yes, exactly. You change up the prompt, but they're noticing this predictability of like, I'm going to fill in the sentence with what I want to say about or what I'm thinking about, or, you know, you can say I like or my favorites. You can do all the types of favorites. Beginning of the school year is always my favorite time to bring in the favorites of like favorite color, favorite season, favorite food, favorite animal. And that really helps build that understanding of that predictable chart writing.
And like social skills too, because now you have like, oh, like we're starting to build knowledge about our colleagues, like you said, you know, in the start of the year, and other students that like, hey, I know Johnny likes pizza, and that can be a conversation starter.
Yeah, it's always really fun when the students come up with the same sentence. They're like, wait, I didn't know you had a dog and you like dogs. I do too. And then they have this like common interest that they can talk about or at least share information about.
Yes. So you've mentioned a few options for accessibility, which I love. In general, what types of students have you seen this practice be successful with?
Literally every student that I've ever worked with, from non-ambulatory students to non-vocal students, literally everything in between. I've even used it with vocal students that are able to communicate verbally what they want to say and fill in the sentence. So it is really helping with that differentiation that can be so hard in our special education classrooms.
Yeah. For students that are not yet fluent writers, like the fine motor process of writing, what types, you mentioned a few accommodations, but what other strategies have you used for that group of students?
Yeah, I would say anything. And I know you said more fine motor skill difficulties, but I've used even just like stamps. That has really helped just make it a more tactile type of activity. Those, like I said, adapted pencils earlier, where they have, or alternative pencils, excuse me, where there's more of an eye gaze component to it. So maybe fine motor skills and hand gestures are not a feature for that student, then you can use more eye gaze of like, do you want the A? Look at the A. Do you want D? And then look at the D and giving options. I also love letter boards, just like alphabet A to Z on a page. And then I've always used like a black piece of paper with like a cutout window in it so that it hides some of the options. Maybe not all the letters are showing at once. Maybe it's two or three and go, okay, did you want A or B? Did you want C or D? And then if they have a yes or no that they can communicate to you, that's a great way to start building those words together and going, oh, you said C, A, R. Are you talking about a car, right? Or even just trying to like get it to what they're thinking about. Maybe it's C-I-R. Oh, did you mean car? Like, and you're putting meaning to what they are saying and what is being represented, even if it's not spelled correctly. You can model, hey, this is how I would spell car, if that's what they're going for. And so you would then say, oh, C-A-R is car, not C-I-R.
I love because of like the scaffold steps and then combined with all these accommodations that you're discussing that really everyone's going to be successful, which I think is so important and something that a lot of our kids really haven't had in the past with writing.
Yeah. And honoring any type of communication participation that they are involved in, even if it is like shaving cream and you want to write letters and shaving cream, bring in an even more tactile feature to it. Like you are honoring, this is what you're spelling. This is what it sounds like you're saying. Is that right? I really love that engagement and participation that we can have with our students.
Because I think a lot of kids are like, oh my God, if you make me trace one more line of text, I'm going to lose my mind, which I feel them probably.
Totally.
Yeah. So it's something more. And I like the cutting out piece too, because you can look at and practice like, oh, like my is favorite purple color. That doesn't make sense. And like kind of be able to have this hands-on component that sometimes also is missing in writing.
Yes, definitely. And sometimes our students don't have the letter knowledge to start off to do that. So that way you are bringing letter knowledge to this as well. So you are working on a lot of those reading components that, you know, might be really hard for that student, but you're bringing it in another way to represent the letters, the sounds, letters have meaning, all of that.
When you did this in your classroom, did you do it every week or what did the scheduling look like?
Yeah, this was one of the centers that I did in my class. So it was usually once a day, because I would kind of do it about 2 or 3 days. And so like maybe 3 days in my schedule, if I had ELA as a class, I would put it as a center for those 3 days. And so that way we could start creating this book, showing the presentations, being a part of that process. So it just was a center that I had in my rotation.
It's probably cool at the end of the year too, to have like this whole little library of books that the kids made.
Yeah. And I know there's like companies that will, if you send out the book, they will literally bind it for you and publish it, like, and send it back to you as like a published book for your student. Or you can go the cheaper route and just laminate your own pages, you know, put a little binder in it, or just put it in a binder without laminating it. And then it's a really cool book to send home for the families too.
Awesome. Well, thanks so much, Heather. I feel like this is a great, like, easy, low prep. Like, you don't have to like, you know, laminate anything ahead of time, but really actionable strategy that can work with so many types of learners.
Yeah, for sure. It is, like I said, very minimal materials that you need. You need a sentence starter that you can come up with in your own brain, some whiteboard markers just to write it on the board so they can see it. I've always used chart paper as well when I'm writing out the student sentences and those sentence strips, and that's really it. That's all you need. And then pieces of paper to make a book.
Love it. Where can people go to learn more from you, Heather?
Yeah, so I'm Full Sped Ahead. You can find me as my website, fullspedahead.com, or my Teachers Pay Teacher store, Full Sped Ahead.
Awesome. Thanks, Heather.
Thanks, Sasha.
Thanks for listening to the Autism Helper podcast. If you liked what you heard and want to hear more, hit subscribe. It would mean a lot to me if you left some feedback. Whether I'm working one-on-one with a student, doing a podcast like this one, or presenting for a PD, my goal is always to provide as much value as I can. So your feedback really helps me make sure I'm doing just that. If you have other topics you'd like me to cover, leave in the feedback or message me on social media. You can follow me at The Autism Helper on Facebook, Instagram, YouTube, and Pinterest, or visit my website, theautismhelper.com. Thanks again for listening.
Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Synovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at synovus.com.
Having the right resources for your classroom is essential to making sure your classroom is running smoothly. At the Autism Helper Shop, we have all of the resources you need to make sure you have the behavior, communication, and curriculum supports for your students. Within our shop, we have adapted books, task cards, resources aligned to the VBMAP and the ABLES, behavior plan flowcharts, data sheets, curriculum. Everything you need, whether you are an early childhood teacher or a high school teacher, we have all of the resources that will meet those students' needs. So head over to shop.theautismhelper.com to check out all of our resources.